Good evening, this is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2 0Z.
KA2 VLA.
KC2 NBU.
N2 WPX.
KAB2DIO.
Okay, there's five. We'll start at the top. KA2 ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Well, pretty warm and sticky today. By the way, the repeaters in Rochester are on right now, but if I face a little bit more north, I can cut them out and I can still hear you. As long as you can hear me. We got to a high of 88.2 at my location, and it's still about 78 here. So we kicked on the air conditioning for a while today. We both mind the humidity and the heat, so we figured once or twice more and won't hurt. So we'll just say 73s to all. KA2 ZZ. Sounds like you got a good group tonight. KA2 ZZ.
Okay, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in. And yeah, it is a warm one out there. We got the AC on here, too, in the office. It's a little sticky out there, but that's all right. It's better than snow. All right, Jack, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KA2 VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KZ2 AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2 VLA. Well, nothing exciting, but been working on the yard, mowed my yard, mowed my neighbors, and we got a driving range behind my house on some village property, and I mowed that. I got it all ready to sit down there and throw some golf balls down. And we had a church supper tonight. Very good. And I guess that's about all the news. We'll say 73s, KA2 VLA.
Well, you should have picked a warm enough day to do it. Alright. Well, good luck with the golf balls in. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
Oh, we got 75 degrees up on the hill here. President just came on with his special report. I guess check that out. Went to the auction in Buffalo today, put 500 miles on the veggie truck today, and left at 5 this morning, got home an hour ago. So, and been a long day. Bought 3 vehicles, though. They finally had a decent selection, so prices are coming down like they do all every fall. So we bought 3 cars today. Over.
Wow, roger that. Okay, well, it sounds like you've had a busy one then today. 3 cars. That's a pretty good pickup. Alright, well, thanks for the check-in there, Ray, and good luck getting them things all cleaned up and ready for sale. Alright, N2WBX, Dennis, good evening. What's up?
And to WBX, good evening, Jeff. Good evening to everybody on the net. Normally I don't check in if I haven't got anything to say, but tonight's a little bit different. We're on the eve of probably one of the most horrific events this country has ever seen. And I don't expect any of you knew it, but I spent 22 years as an officer officer in the New York State courts down in the city of New York, and on September 11, 2001, I had three brother officers die in the World Trade Center, and 12th anniversary of that is coming up tomorrow. And even though they weren't part of my blood, they were my brothers, and I want to remember them. And I would like to say simply that if our president wishes to kiss the hind end of the people that did this, that's up to him. I will not do that. God bless you all, fellas, and God bless America. Y'all have a good night now. This is N2WPX. I'm off and clear.
Okay, Dennis? Yep, I think we all know where we were that day. And it was one of those moments. Most of us, I don't think most anybody will forget. So, and sorry for your loss there. And a lot of people lost a lot that day. I think we all, country lost a little bit of itself that day. But all right, thanks, Dennis. Thanks for checking in. And I definitely know exactly where you're coming from. All right, KB2DIO. Chuck, good evening. What's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody on the net. And my sentiments are with the fellow that was just on. I'm not even going to watch the president. In fact, I don't even want to call him the president. But anyway, not much going on here. Spent the day, had to go out and get a new stove. And I guess we got that coming tomorrow. Played a little bit on the radio. In fact, I just got through with a net up on this, the Rochester repeater that was on this frequency too. The IRLP net, and saw what time it was getting on. I figured I'd stop by and say hi, and hope everybody's doing well on this warm night. But that's about it, Jeff. This is KB2DIO.
Okay, Chuck, did you check in on Echolink, or are you on your radio?
I'm on Echolink, because if I do the other one, there's a fellow from South Africa that the guys were talking to, and I didn't want to bring up this repeater and bring up the other repeater too, so I figured I'd come in on Echolink.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, I was having a hard time getting into the screen. All right, I see there's a couple people in there. All right, thanks for checking in there, Chuck, and you have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins.
KC2WY.
KC2WY, Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
74 degrees here in Glenfield, and the high says it was 80, and I went out this afternoon to the Lions Falls Farmers Market, and then I went up to the Moose River for a little bit, and I looked at my watch saying, well, I gotta go try to meet the guy that's gonna drop off a computer here. I got plenty of time. Unfortunately, I looked at my watch, which was about 45 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes, something like that, slow. And so I left, and I didn't get back here at 4, and I might just as well have, I actually figured that out when I got in the car and turned it on and looked at the clock in the car. I said, well, maybe I get there before he gets there. But I probably just should have stayed where I was. The sun was coming out. It wasn't too bad. So I think tomorrow morning, for part of the day, it's going to be pretty nice, and then we're going to get, I guess, the next front that drops it down to cool temperatures. So I'm going to try to get out. I got to run into town for a job in the morning, but maybe we'll just that last swim in while it's really nice and warm. Water's getting a little cold, but when it's this hot, it's all right. Other than that, let's see, got a phone call from Joe Hilt, and the Town and Country 10K is October 6th, so we'll be looking for Sunday morning, and, you know, he asked if the radio club would be doing communications, and I said, yeah, we were planning on it. So, we'll put that on the calendar, and usually that day is kind of a cold and miserable day, but I think last year was pretty good, so we can only hope. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yeah, I saw you posted up there on the website, Lisa, you posted the title, you didn't. You can also add a more description to that if, I don't know how much you played around with it there, but there's a text area box under there where you can add the details of, or whatever else you want to add to the post. But, yeah, I see you got in there, and we were able to at least get the, you know, the titles in there. All right, thanks, Pete. I'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Oh, so myself, it's been a working day, pretty much the entire day. I managed to take a walk with the wife up there on the towpath, but other than that, I've just been kind of working and plugging away here. So, not much to report. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2VLA.
Go ahead, Clint.
Where's the Yankee ball game? Supposed to be on at 6 o'clock.
Well, I have DirecTV, and it was on channel, what was that, 9 or something here. It wasn't on the usual channel. I don't know what, you know, it wasn't on Yes. It was on that other channel they usually have on DirecTV. I believe it's channel 9, but I don't know what it is on Time Warner.
We searched both ends, couldn't find other Time Warner. Poor service.
Anybody else here who has Time Warner? Does anybody else know? Oh, sorry. I wish I could help you there. I wish I could help you, Clint. I don't know. I know it's not on the usual channel, so you know, I'm trying to remember what they usually call it, like UTR 9 or whatever it is. I don't remember what it is, but it's usually like on the DirecTV. It's on a lower number, so I don't know what it would be on Time Warner. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I know you could put comments in there, but I pretty much, I guess I could put, you know, contact Dick or something, but I just pretty much wanted to get the date out, so I just, you know, put the basic information there. Maybe I'll add it later, time, you know, meeting time and all that, but I don't know, I won't be at the meeting Tuesday. I got a there's a presentation, I guess they're calling it emergency whatever, that I think it's Iroquois Gas that I'm going to go to in Lowellville, so whatever. Maybe Dick will have a time for the there'll be Elks Walkathon too. We could put that on there. Other than that, I guess not too much news. KC2WI.
Okay, yeah, whenever you want, you can go in there, you can edit whatever you want there. Every page there is can be edited from that control panel. So, alright, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. This is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, Ray, Dennis, Chuck, and Pete for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who's listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Thank you. Cruz, KB2KOJ for Octan, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Are there any stations with or without traffic? Octan currently being held on the 14517.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, hi Ray, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octan?
This is KC2YXS, Kathy, good evening, Mark.
I haven't talked to you in a long time, but we're good to hear you, Kathy, KC2YXN. Thank you for checking out. Where's the better half? Is he going to check in, Bill?
This is WA2U. Good evening, Mark.
Okay, very good. I got KC2YXN, Kathy, and WA2U, Jan. Thank you both for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octan?
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. I got nothing.
And to WBX, hi Dennis. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else for Octan? This is KB2KOJ for Octan. I'll make this a final call for stations with or without traffic. Okay, with nothing else said, I want to thank everyone for checking in this evening. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7-3 to all on frequency. Hope to catch you all tomorrow night here. And somebody will, because somebody will be up here for a call. I don't know if it'll be me, but... anyways, everyone have a good night, 7-3, KB2KOJ, Craig.